This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello. So, David, recently we added a small person, a.k.a. a child, to our household. And one new routine that's started to become big is story time. And that makes me think about how stories help her experience different places and times, but also help build a sense of empathy and what we call her emotional imagination.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's something that's important for adults, too. Enter The Moth, which is a live storytelling show where you can hear people tell the kinds of stories about themselves that you might not ever hear otherwise. The Moth has been hosting sold-out live events since 1997. And there's one coming to Traverse City this weekend, and sure enough, it's sold out.
Well, for those of you that can't find a ticket, you can always hear The Moth on the radio. In 2009, the Moth Radio Hour was created to feature some of the best stories told at those live events.
And the format is really simple. One person gets up and tells a story without any notes. But Kate, have you ever wondered why it's called The Moth in the first place?
I have, yes. And of course, there's probably a good story to go with it.
Our producer, Dan Wanchura, interviewed Jay Allison, who produces The Moth Radio Hour, and he told us that story.
It's called The Moth because the original founder is from Georgia, and he used to gather with his friends on a porch in Sea Island, and they would tell stories way into the night, and the moths would bang against the screens trying to get to the porch light. And when he moved to New York, he was nostalgic for those times and for that kind of attention to a long narrative. He's a raconteur, George is. He got to New York and he felt like everybody was just talking too quickly and just quipping and responding in a kind of fancy repartee. And he wanted to sit quietly and listen to somebody and then have people sit quietly and listen to him. So he started The Moth in New York in living rooms, and then it moved to bars, and then it moved to big theaters, and now it's moved all around the world.
So people from all different backgrounds, viewpoints, or paradigms come to hear these shows. They're extremely popular. I know the show in Traverse City sold out relatively quickly. What is it about this simple kind of storytelling that draws such a variety of listeners to? Why does it resonate with so many people?
Well, I wish I could give you the absolute right answer. I mean, it's speculative. I think one thing is that anybody can do it. You know, I mean, you can consider your identity a kind of a collection of stories. I mean, that you're in a way made of stories. And The Moth invites all of us to stand up and tell our stories and our deepest, most meaningful, most humiliating, funniest, triumphant stories. And so as you listen to other people do it, you try to think about what it is in your life that have been the kind of key stories. And so the audience and the tellers they're both implicated in this exchange, I think.
So when I auditioned for the dance program at the University of Michigan, I quickly realized that one of these things is not like the other. All the girls there were perfect. Long, lean, hair in a perfect bun, no flyaways. And there I was in a brightly colored leotard, tan tights, and a ponytail with my curly frays going everywhere. And then they all did their audition pieces, which were meaningful pieces of modern dance. And then I did my audition piece, which was a jazz routine to Huey Lewis in the News, Hip to Be Square. And when I finished my piece, the director of the program looked at me and said, "Wow, we've never had one like you before." And I quickly realized, wow, he's talking about my arm. You see, I am an amputee. I'm a congenital amputee, so it's always been this way.
So we've talked a little bit about why the audience is drawn to the radio show and the live event. What do you think it is about the performers? I mean, it's risky to get up in front of a large audience and tell a personal story and to put yourself in kind of a vulnerable situation. Why is it worth it to do that?
Sometimes people have things in them that they just need to get out. And, you know, look, a lot of the stories in The Moth are painful stories. They aren't all kind of funny, riotous things. And they're a lot about failure and vulnerability, as you say. And so there's a kind of a catharsis, I think, for the storyteller to share some of these stories in front of a group of people and have it be okay. And then similarly for the group to witness that happening and to affirm the storyteller's risk in telling.
Now, for someone who might not think they have an interesting story to tell, what would you tell them to make them realize that they do?
Think about your failures. Think about moments you've been humiliated. Think about the hard times. Think about the vulnerabilities, and speak from those as opposed to your triumphs or your great moments. Sit and think about your life as a sequence of stories, and then figure out how they tie together and what, you know, make connections and create the narrative that builds some kind of order out of chaos, which is what storytelling fundamentally is.
Do stories about our failures naturally have more of a storyline than stories about our triumphs?
The stories of your triumphs are, first of all, like, who cares? You know, you've got the triumph. Like, I don't even need the story of it. I mean, unless it's preceded by a lot of failure, then it's not bad. But it's the effort and the mistakes and the, oh my gosh. And that's what sort of, for one thing, it's one thing that brings an audience to your side, because we've all been there and we all understand it. And we know, oh my gosh, he's talking about that thing, that horrible thing that happens to all of us. As opposed to he's saying he's so great, you know, he's just saying over and again, over and over again, I'm so great. And who cares?
I love that response. Well, Jay Allison, thank you for joining us.
Oh, sure. Have a great time at the Moth.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler engineered our show today. Dan Wanchura is our producer. Sally Isley is our executive producer. To hear the entire Moth story featured in this episode, check out our website. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. Thanks for listening.